I'm Walt Lindela, and this is Wildcat Wednesday. It's where we take a look at things happening at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Today, we hear from Mike Bath. He's chief of police at NMU and also co-chair of the NMU COVID logistics team. Mark Evans and I had a chance to speak with him earlier today for a COVID update for the campus of NMU. Here's Mike Bath.
On Sunday, the university pivoted to taking Monday and Tuesday off to get prepared to go online for today, tomorrow, and Friday for sure. We're anticipating trying to get to face-to-face as quickly as possible. One of the techniques or one of the mitigating things we're using is we've ordered a bulk supply of KN95 masks, and we're hoping they're scheduled to be delivered today. And if they are, we'll set up a distribution for all of our faculty, staff, and students for tomorrow, Friday, and Monday. And with the intent, provided everything works the way we're hoping they will, to get back to face-to-face as quickly as possible.
I think a lot of people were taken a bit by surprise with the announcement on Sunday, especially the timing of it. It came kind of late. How did you get to that decision when you got to it?
We were watching the numbers in the county, in the state, and some of the numbers that of positive cases on campus. And as you know, last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the state and the county saw a tremendous uptick in cases and felt that we needed to pivot as quickly as possible.
But this doesn't need to be read into that there's panic on campus.
There's not.
All of these cases, that's not what's going on here. This is a preventative measure.
Preventative, exactly. We looked at the numbers and thought, we needed to get ahead of this and institute. We have a mask policy now. If you're on campus, you have to wear a mask indoors. And we felt we needed to get a better fitting mask, and the science is showing that a loosely fitting mask is not as good as a tightly fitting mask, and as long as it's being worn properly over the mouth and nose. And so that was the decision to pivot that quickly. We had ordered a stockpile of KN95s the end of last week in kind of anticipation of rolling this out. And then once we saw the numbers, we felt we needed to act.
So what you're saying is the shift to going to KN95 masks was already in the works. This was accelerating it.
We accelerated it. And once we started seeing those numbers.
We're talking with Mike Bath, who is chief of police at NMU and also co-chair of the NMU COVID logistics team. How are numbers looking as of today? I know it can change, obviously, but how are things looking on campus?
Yeah. So if you, NMU reactivated our dashboard on Monday. So if you go and look at that, you'll see what our on-campus population positivity is, along with the number of off-campus students and employees that have tested positive. And we backed that up for the last 6 days. And we've seen an increase, but the increase is no different than what we're seeing in the community.
And that's available on NMU's website.
It's correct.
Which is nmu.edu.
Correct.
With us in the studio today is Mike Bath, who is chief of police at Northern Michigan University and also the co-chair of the NMU COVID logistics team. We're talking about COVID on campus as the semester is getting started here for this year. What do members of the general public need to know, especially going into a weekend where we have hockey at Northern Michigan University and there are other events at the Northern Center and such? What do people need to know with the COVID requirements?
So on campus, masks are required in all of our facilities, including our rec facilities and Northern Center. We have a lot of rentals that use that facility. We're asking everyone to be masked, double masked if they have the capability, and a KN95 if they have it. Mm-hmm. And to keep it on at all times, realizing that there are refreshments and concessions there. Take it off to eat and drink, but put it back on as soon as you're done. And let's try to help minimize minimize the spread.
Not to be flip, and I don't mean to be, but kind of really not a big change.
Not a big change other than asking to double mask if you have it, and KN95 is, more tightly fitting mm-hmm. than what we've seen in the past.
Yeah, that is an important distinction, that if you do not have access to a KN95, which or any of those derivatives of those masks, I understand they're getting kind of difficult to get in our community because everybody's going for them, to wear a double mask as well, the cloth masks and such that we've been wearing. But I guess the question that I have is, how can, especially with thousands of people coming into an event, how can you keep it in check? How can you keep an eye on it? Is there a way of enforcing these mask requirements?
That's a great question, Walt. And we've talked about this before. It's very difficult with that many people and in a stands type situation. We're asking people to, police it themselves. Let's make sure. Let's try to tamp this down. You made the comment earlier. Here we are a year later. You know, we're into year three, if you think about it, two full years of this. And if you'd have thought a year ago, we'd be saying we'd see you in a year. You know, we wouldn't have believed that, right? So at the end of the day, we need everybody's help. We need everybody's help to mask up. You know, we're encouraging people to get vaccinated, you know, and we'll try to kick this thing.
So what's the immediate future here now? When you look at possibly continuing virtual classes and distributing these KN95 masks to faculty, staff, and students, and so on, what are we going to see in the next week or so, do you think?
Well, our hope is to get back to face-to-face as quickly as possible. We meet every day, and we're monitoring it. If this shipment comes in and we can get it distributed within a timely fashion, we'll make an announcement to go back to face-to-face as quickly as possible.
If people want to see the latest information from NMU on COVID, where can they find that?
They can find it on our COVID webpage. It includes our NMU dashboard, which is updated daily.
That's Mike Bath, Chief of Police at Northern Michigan University and co-chair of the NMU COVID logistics team. For Wildcat Wednesday on Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.